I've got two performers here who are taking part, both of them, in MFA thesis choreographies. They are MFA candidates Kevin O'Connor and Fola Wole, and they've created original works that utilize dance, music, theater arts, circus arts, and improvisation. That'll be at the Vanderhoof Studio Theater at the Mondavi Center, running from Thursday, February 16th, up until Saturday the 18th, and then the following weekend as well, the 23rd to the 25th. That'll be at 8 p.m., and then also on Sundays, the 19th and 26th of February at 2 p.m. But let me tell you first about my two guests. Fola Wole is an international solo artist and choreographer whose aunt used to call him Chicken Feet in Yoruba when he was a bow-legged baby. He works with various physical, emotional, and theoretical possibilities. His work tends to shift between what is and isn't improvised. He's interested in the production of knowledge around movements that exist with or without our cognitive perception and is inspired by global exchanges that are safe, healthy, fun, meaningful, and sustainable. Fola Wole studied at the San Francisco Ballet and is a recipient of the prestigious Girasi Fellowship. He also teaches dance and choreographs new works, throughout the Bay Area. So let me start with you, and Fola Wole, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. And Kevin, we'll get to you in just a moment, but tell me more about your beginnings as a dancer. We learned about what your aunt called you when you were a baby, but what about those early inspirations? How did that work, and what has brought you to UC Davis?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a wide range of dance experience. I guess it all started when I was really little. I used to perform everywhere, and we used to move a lot when I was growing up. So different countries and different times and places. So I just found any venue I could perform in any type of genre. I kind of just jumped into and studied. Yeah,
that's great. What are some of the countries that you lived in as a child?
Too many to remember, but Austria, France, Ireland, and Nigeria. Just goes on and on.
Wonderful. And so that was an early inspiration for you. Like you, I've lived in a bunch of places, but I've ended up here in Davis. I wonder what was it about Davis that brought you out here to Yolo County?
The MFA program, actually. Mm-hmm. I've been performing for some time, and I decided to see what it means or how it means to get an MFA, and just to keep my work going, but to kind of come to a space where I could influence the students here, because there's a lot of inspiring students on campus who are mostly in the sciences, but then to open their minds up to kind of the performing arts has been really fun.
Absolutely. Are you thinking that with an MFA that will give you new opportunities to teach? And is that something that interests you?
That's one primary reason. After I have this degree in May, I could apply to universities all over. So that's definitely something I thought of. Another thing which I hoped for is that while I'm here, I get to rehearse and investigate more and more new works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who have been some important teachers or inspirations here in the city of Davis, at UC Davis?
So in Davis, actually, it's been the students. Mm-hmm. I that's given me the most inspiration. Whether they've danced before or never danced before, it's meant a lot that they're very engaged in the work and they bring such a new life to the work. So that's been my biggest inspiration on campus. Yeah.
Excellent. Great. Well, sitting next to Fola Wole is Kevin O'Connor. He's been working he's been a working professional for 10 years as an improviser, dancer, choreographer, and a circus artist. He studied mountain lions, coastal salmon populations, and land use planning while acquiring a degree in natural resource conservation. He then ran off and joined the circus, as so many of us wish we had done, when he was accepted into a 3-year dance and circus art program at the National Circus School of Montreal. He specialized in climbing ropes and minored in clowning. Kevin's movement choices are strongly influenced by his studies of the Axis syllabus. He received the Emerging Artist Award from the Canada Council for the Arts to create and tour his own work, and his current interdisciplinary research engages improvisation, storytelling, dance, and circus acts as tools for investigating the ecological body. Kevin O'Connor, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. And so you actually ran off and joined the circus. It was something that my father, for whom the circus was very important growing up in Indiana, because it was one of the only places that he could have access to the arts and performance and so forth. He often joked about running off and joining the circus, but it was something that you actually did.
Yeah, I saw an amazing show in Montreal from the National Circus School, which is kind of the big circus center in North America, started by Cirque du Soleil and now funded by the Canadian government, and it's a three-year program. I saw a show, and I just knew I wanted to kind of explore that avenue or that way of moving in space.
I wish our government here in the United States would spend more time and money funding circuses.
Mm-hmm.
That would be terrific. So good for you up in Montreal. And can you give us some examples of some of the things that you learned in 3 years of circus school?
Yeah, I focused on climbing vertical ropes, 30 feet in the air, and kind of learning or figuring out how to bring movement from the horizontal to the vertical realm. So that was kind of my main exploration, and then I minored in clowning, which is actually quite hard, and it's all about not thinking too much and just really reacting and being in the moment. And as soon as you get into your head, your kind of clown falls apart.
Right.
So it's learning how to get out of your head.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering if you've ever been in a situation where people did not know your background, and then all of a sudden, right before them, you started climbing something in ways that a typical person should not be able to do. Has this come up in an impromptu way with people who didn't know about your circus background?
Well, generally, I climb ropes, so
right.
Once they see a rope, and it's always surprising to see anyone climbing ropes. I actually just led a workshop in the Mondavi Center where I opened it up to the community, and we had over 500 people try to register. We could only take 100 people, and we taught people how to climb ropes, and it's really interesting to see at first the fear and then the surprise when you see people of all ages can easily climb. And it's actually part of our arboreal kind of locomotion history.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, we've let it go. We've become walking human beings. But especially kids, they still are, they're able to climb with such ease. And then if you don't keep doing it, you often forget about it.
So it's like a muscle memory issue.
Yeah, right? Kind of a muscle memory.
You forget that you know how to climb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, good. We're chatting with Kevin O'Connor, who, among many other things, is a professional rope climber. He's also has a minor in clowning. When you think of your work either as a rope climber or as a clown, are there certain inspirations that come into mind? Probably your teachers. But I knew, for instance, about clowns as a kid growing up for reasons that I was talking about before with the circus. Are there particular clowns that have been important to you, either that you've seen in person or that you've seen cinematically?
I've worked a lot with different French clowns who really just inspired me to get into my feeling body, which is what I'm interested in. Also in the improvisation work I do. And it's very different than being in a university setting where the thinking head is really celebrated.
Right.
So it's trying to let go of the thinking head and actually get into the feeling body, which for many people I think is hard to do.
So I'd say that in this country we often try to do that through yoga or
right.
sports,
right.
other opportunities to stop thinking. And just be more aware of who we are as physical entities.
Mm-hmm. And emotional. Clowning is very, like, tapping into, like, really primal emotions that you feel in your belly, or and then just letting them come out and going with it.
I like it. Well, remind us, if you don't mind, of some of the details of these upcoming performances so that people might have the information that they need should they want to check out what you and Fola Wale will be performing for them.
Our show is opens on the 16th of February and runs from Thursday till Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And it runs for 2 weekends, the last 2 weekends of February. And it's going to be an amazing show with circus artists, kind of the top circus artists right now in North America. Fola Wale and I are both working a lot with improvisation, ballet, a whole kind of mix of movement, dance, improvisation, circus, that I don't think has been in Davis a lot. So it'll be kind of a real treat to have this kind of influence or confluence of different styles and movement.
Absolutely. We were talking in my technicultural studies class this morning about the extent to which, with Hollywood films, one thing you often can't count on is a sense of novelty or surprise, because many of the films follow a rote pattern, and as a result, because of the sameness of the design of the plot of a film, you often go to the film, you might enjoy the explosions or the car chases or what have you, but not much that's new. And part of what you're suggesting is that with the circus approach, this really is something new. This is something that many listeners to this radio show won't have seen before.
Definitely not. They won't. They won't have seen these amazing kind of trapeze artists, rope artists, and then also a lot of the work Fola Wale and I do on the ground as well doesn't follow this typical arc. You have to engage in your own watching body to try to find connections or disconnections to the work.
And will you be climbing any ropes during the show?
Yep, we have a lot. We have 6 different ropes hung, two different trapezes. My piece is going to start outside off a tree, so there's this whole kind of interaction between the physical landscape and then the theater landscape.
Excellent. That sounds great. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about circus arts, improvisation, dance, and music that combine in MFA thesis choreographies. And as you just heard from Kevin, starting next weekend and then also the weekend after. Details at theaterdance.ucdavis.edu. Fola Wale, would you like to jump in here?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in. I also wanted to let you know just a little bit about what's going to be in the MFA performance.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm going to have 4 different works. I'm going to have a contemporary ballet work, a contemporary hip-hop work, a contemporary theater work, and a light installation work. So all these works kind of show a range of the types of performances I've been in the past, but they give a new kind of perspective to it. And I'm working with really amazing people also, and would love for you to see. On 2 of the nights, there's going to be a principal ballerina from Pacific Northwest Ballet who's going to come specifically to work with me on this project. And she's an amazing ballerina who works on point, and in this piece, we're going to try to do a duet where she's blindfolded. So I'm really excited to see how that works on stage.
And that's great. So to a certain extent, you're making her improvise by having her dance in ways that she hadn't before.
Yeah, this is it's a very, very interesting or tricky way to work, and we're trying to find the play and freedom in working in this kind of new way of moving through space. Yeah.
Excellent. I was talking earlier today about hip-hop or rhythm and blues music with my assistant, and it occurs to me that most Americans, let's say younger Americans, if they're going to have a chance to dance, it'll be probably in a club and to kind of club music or to hip-hop music. And so I'm wondering if you feel additional challenges as a dancer when you say that you're going to do a hip-hop dance performance, that you have to provide something new or approach that from an angle that might be surprising to those of us who try to dance to hip-hop music as often as possible.
That's interesting. Like, I remember teaching a hip-hop class in Davis, and many of the students were really excited because they wanted to know what new steps they could take to the club.
Right.
And so that was really interesting to kind of navigate with that, and we had fun. So with this piece, I'm going to kind of take the audience through different phases of hip-hop. So mm-hmm. I'm working with an amazing DJ. His name is DJ Quest, and he's an amazing scratcher also. So he's going to be able to work with people, like work with music that starts like old-school hip-hop and then go to like all the way to new school, to what people know most of his times. And he scratches through each one. So also that's a sense of improvisation where he takes familiar music and non-familiar music and plays with it.
Yeah. And it sounds like not only plays with it, but can create kind of a what's called a mashup right there in an improvisational way on stage.
Yes. So for the first week, he's going to create this wonderful mix, and then hopefully the second week he'll be playing live with me. So we'll get to watch each other move, the audience will get to watch each other move in space. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I know that those of you listening at home are becoming more and more intrigued. If you want to find out more, then visit the website of Theater and Dance at theaterdance.ucdavis.edu. Yep, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add one more thing. So if you want to find, I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign, and if you want to find that out, you could just go to Kickstarter and search my name, F-O-L-A-W-O-L-E. And also, if you want to find more about our behind-the-scenes work, we have a lot of photos. You could find it on Facebook, and that's at folawole.org. So those are two ways where you could, like, support our show and see more behind the scenes of the works we're doing.
Excellent. You know, we've talked a little bit about Kickstarter before on this program. Right now we're going to play a quick public service announcement, but because it brings together technology and the arts, I'm going to ask you about why you chose Kickstarter and how it's been helpful to you reaching your professional and artistic goals. So my name is Dr. Andy. You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, and we'll be right back on this KDVS radio show. The editor of Davis Patch, and also Pia Bauer is here, and she's going to read us a public service announcement. Hello, Pia. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Folawole and Kevin O'Connor here, and we're talking about a performance that they are giving as part of their MFA thesis choreographies. Now, let me ask you both, is this considered like a thesis defense? Is this an part of the process of earning the actual MFA, this performance? Kevin?
Yeah, it's part of our, this is our last year, and you have to write or create a piece, and then you defend it and write about it. So it's called considered research, although, well, it's research in terms of dance and movement, which probably is similar in many ways to the creative research going on in the science labs and all the other departments in the university. But our end result is a show that we perform and engage audiences with.
So you all might be, you all might have more fun conducting and presenting your research than any other of our scholars on campus. That's just a guess. What do you think?
I certainly hope so.
Okay.
We both love what we do, so, and moving the body feels amazing.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. And Folawole, how about you? Would you mind telling us a little bit more about the Kickstarter campaign? What is Kickstarter, and why have you used this as a tool to help fund the important work you do?
Well, Kickstarter is an online program that helps artists and creative minds fund the works they produce.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I picked Kickstarter is because many grants that you could typically apply to, you can't while you're at the university. But at the same time, because of the many budget cuts, there's not that much fund to fund the artist in the university. So I thought it would be a creative way to find a community who could support creative works.
Excellent. And remind me how we can find your Kickstarter campaign.
So you could find my Kickstarter campaign online. You could search my name, F-O-L-A-W-O-L-E, and that's Folawole. And you could search with Kickstart, or you could go to my Facebook, and it's F-O-L-A-W-O-L-E.org. and that's another way to find about Kickstart and my work.
I'm glad that another Folawole did not grab your URL.
It's actually
it's yours forevermore.
That's true, and it's funny because someone already grabbed the Gmail, and I emailed him,
yeah.
And he said no. So I guess I'll keep the .org.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And one more time, your performances are not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that, and then the weekend after that.
And there's also going to be a workshop. I'm going to have a workshop at the U Club at 6:30. So right after the afternoon show, if you want to try out some of the movements, it's going to go from 6:30 to about 9 o'clock.
What day?
And on what day is that?
It's on the 19th, February 19th.
Okay, great. Well, Folawole and Kevin O'Connor, thanks so much for telling us about your important work. And I know that people will check out more at theaterdance.ucdavis.edu.
Great. Thank you very much. And you can buy tickets at the Mondavi Center and ask for MFA Choreography Thesis Performance.
Excellent.